Well, last week we heard how the Holy Spirit was present at times in the Old Testament, how the Spirit came on specific individuals and empowered them to perform roles, leadership roles like Moses and Joshua, or it came upon them to prophesy like Isaiah, or to perform great tasks like Elijah and Elisha. But it tended to be very specific, coming on them at various times and as and when the Israelite nation required it. And at the start of the New Testament, if we start in Mark, we heard how Jesus, when he was baptized by John, the Spirit of God came down upon him like a dove. And to some extent, the coming down of the Spirit is similar to the Old Testament. It comes down and dwells in Jesus initially. But we also get those amazing words coming from heaven. You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. Now, I often wonder whether Jesus fully realized that he was God's Son before the baptism. And perhaps it was those words which prompted him to go out into the desert for 40 days to contemplate, to come to terms with this amazing revelation that had come into his come to him when he was baptized. That perhaps can be thought about a lot more on another occasion, but just to leave that one with you. So in the Gospels, there's very little mention of the Holy Spirit until we get to John 14, when Jesus says, I'm going to leave you, but I will leave you with a helper, or a counselor, or a comforter, or an advocate, they call it, various different names for the Holy Spirit. But John 14, of course, was the night in which Jesus was betrayed. He says to his disciples that he's going to have to go away, and they don't know where he's going. But Jesus, knowing that hard times were ahead, knowing that the disciples were going to have lots of troubles and tasks ahead of them, promises the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of truth, will come and dwell in them. Often I think, isn't it a shame that we can't see Jesus face to face? That after the resurrection, he didn't stay here on earth. And wouldn't life be much easier if we could see Jesus? It would be so much easier. So many more believers, and you know. But what would religion have been like? Would it be queues of people lining up to Jesus for him to deal with all their ailments and illnesses? Would there be lines of people all wanting his guidance on all sorts of questions and decisions? All sorts of countries requiring him to decide on disputes, and individuals similarly asking for his wisdom. One person really couldn't cope with all that and would be tied to one specific place and location.